Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, this is Priest Attica, and you are entering into the Listening Room DC. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming into the room this evening. I personally had to get a new bag, because I was hearing young people talking about get the bag, for so many days. I was like, what bag they talking about? So I had to go back and listen to some music and go, oh, the bag. Okay, listen, what happened. Now, obviously, Y'all think the bag is getting this little fiat and all this type of stuff. That ain't the bag, Holmes. The bag is when you got your wife and your children, you living in your mansion, you telling them to fuck all the way out. That's when you got the bag. Anything short of that is you short. You got money, you got whatever you got. You ain't got the whole family package, you're short. Now, that's my take on that. What I got here? Who just going to be brave enough today? Peace.
Papa got a brand new bag.
Yeah, you know what's up, JP. You know I got a brand new bag now. I got it. I got it. I got the message. Yeah, man. Ooh. See, these people, they don't even understand that some people sacrifice the 22-bedroom house with 14 baths, 7 dens, a library to come have a conversation with them, okay? Because the way the dynamic is set up is when you got all this wealth, you are not allowed to hang around regular-ass people. Period. You're not allowed. Period. Ain't nobody get the joke yet, JP. Nobody got the joke yet.
I mean, hang around them for what? What you hang around for? We ain't making money. What we doing?
Okay. See, now, that's how people look at it. They call it regular-ass folks. So people that got 30, 40 million throwing around every week, they ain't busy with you working at no job, talking to them about what you trying to do. They trying to get you up on a level so we could get some real bread. Some real, real, real bread. We need some real bread right now. You know what I'm saying? Some real bread.
Yeah, because this gas up here, this gas out here about $4. We definitely need some real bread, some more bread.
Yeah, because guess what? If you got to drive with your vehicle all day, like people driving Lyft and Uber and all this stuff, you spending $100 a week without blinking. You ain't blinking. It's gone. $100 gone. Correct?
Definitely. At least.
Definitely. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't do the work, so I'm just guesstimating, like, in my class in math. You know, I'm in college, so I'm taking math classes and stuff. So we're doing guesstimation and problem solving, and little quantum math and stuff. It's kind of interesting going back to school when you're old, JP. You might learn something, you know what I'm saying?
Never too old to learn, that's for sure.
What? I'm trying to tell you, well, this is what's happening with me today, man. I figured I'd put some music on that will let the people know that I'm not involved in your past life. Whatever it is that hurt you, I was not there, period. When you meet me, I'm there to help you do whatever you're trying to do. We can get it on. I ain't asked you for Jack from day one. I don't think I ever asked anybody from Jack from the beginning. And once I get to know you for a number of years, I'll be like, yo, can I get some Pampa money? Yeah. Can I get some? And by that time, I already invested about $30 million something into you already. You know what I'm saying? I said that to my son today. I said, I give away $30 million and call you and ask you for $20 and see your reaction. Yeah. Because people have lost their mind, man. They painted themselves up, red wig, blue wig, green wig. You wigging out. You're the only people on the planet that spend all your time trying to look like something. You know what, JP? I got it. Check this out, JP. I'll be right back at you here on the Listening Room, DC.
All right.
Check it out.
Get your mind right. Thank you. Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Then you do the things that you have to. Then you do the things that you need to. Then you do the things that you want to. Then you do the things that you might.
Of minds, bodies, and human rights, stripped of bloodlines, whipped and confined. This is the American pride. It's justifying a genocide, romanticizing the theft and bloodshed that made America the land of the free. To take a black life, land of the free, to bring a gun to a peaceful fight for civil rights. You are desensitized to pulling triggers on innocent lives, because that's how we got here in the first place. These wounds sink deeper than the bullet your entitled hands could ever reach. Generations and generations of pain, fear, and anxiety. Equality is walking without intuition, saying the protector and the killer is wearing the same uniform. The revolution is not televised. Media perception is forced down the throats of closed minds, so it's lies in the headlines and generations of supremacy resulting in your ignorant, privileged eyes. We breathe the same and we bleed the same, but still we don't see the same. Be thankful we are God-fearing, because we do not seek revenge. We seek justice. We are past fear. We are fed up eating your shit, because you think your so-called black friend validates your wokeness and erases your racism. That kind of uncomfortable conversation is too hard for your trust fund pockets to swallow. To swallow the strange fruit hanging from my family tree, because of your audacity to say all men are created equal in the eyes of God, but disparage a man based on the color of his skin. Do not say you do not see color. When you see us, see us. We can't breathe.
they saying stick to the script, but there's more to the book somehow. Yelling out the corner just a waste of time. You can never know the truth in that frame of mind. Come spark the track with don't give. God bless your grit, bring it on now. Cause you know there's much more to the script. Try to lift your spirits to the very tip. And life is worth much more to me than you could maybe ever, ever see. Life is worth much more to me than you could ever. The other day, I was afraid of being hypnotized by so many people whose dreams won't begin to be realized. But I came to know the lessons they were told wasn't really so. But they kept telling me, do all the things we do and you be good to good. Life is worth much more to me than you could maybe never ever cease to lie. Yes, worth much more to me than you could maybe never ever see. Been crippled to pieces, so dig what they preach and don't come with that hit no more. I'm down for the cause, I mean taking a pause, relive for the time we're given. Baby, can't you hear the drum? Now listen, here it comes. It speaks of a life that's worth living. Life is worth much more to me than you.
This is the Listening Room, D.C. I'm your host, Priest Alica. I just wanted to make a point with the message in the music. I just wanted you to get your mind right. That's number one. You get your mind right. You know what I'm saying? Because Papa got a brand new bag. I'm letting you know the message. You can decode it. Or you can download the show and you can get it again. You know, Papa got a brand new bag. Get your mind right. I can't breathe. I ain't speaking about nobody else. I can't breathe. And life is. So that's what it is, JP. I don't know what to tell people, JP, more than that. You know what I'm saying, bro?
For sure. Definitely got to get your mind right.
That, man, I'm trying to tell you, man, that's a nice piece you did, too, by the way. Get your mind right. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you very much.
Yeah, man, I like planning. You know, get in my playlist all the time. Not because I know you and all that type of stuff, because you got a good song there. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. But, hey, I'm going to shout out some of these people out here that I met today, you know what I'm saying? I met a sister named May. She going to school for a real estate license and whatnot. So more success to her. We're going to hit her back when she get that license and get that work in, because that's what it's about, sisters. It's about getting that work in. Talk to you later about some other stuff, because when you see me and all my children, so you don't have to ask me what I'm about. You know what I'm about. That's what I'm about. You need millions of dollars to do that. You can help or keep it moving. Don't even bother with the people, because we minding our own little business. Thank you very much. JP, what it is, bro?
Hold on 1 second.
I'm going to hold on 1 second, man. I hear somebody whispering in my ear, man. Check this out. I'll be right back at you, JP.
see I'm on your side.
This is how I'm working it out today, because I'm working through my own little stress for the day. Hope everybody working through their stress. Welcome. JP, you back?
Music always helps. Music always helps the stress.
Oh, man, I was glad somebody said that, man. They can always call me at 563-999-3050. Press the number 1 if you want to say something that's pleasant and uplifting. If you want to say some other go to somebody else's show and do that here. All right. So what do you do, JP? You out there hustling, right?
What you say?
I said you're out there hustling, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
All right. Ain't nothing wrong with hustling. Get your hustle on, man, because I'm getting my hustle on right now. I tell you, Papa got a brand new bag. You dig me? So what I noticed while I'm moving around, right, is people left the children by themselves, people leave the woman by themselves, and the men are hanging out together. Every place you go, you see the men hanging together. I'm like, hold on, something ain't right with this picture. Being an artist, I'm an artist, you know what I'm saying? Something ain't right with this picture. Sounds like the propaganda got us all the way beat up, beat down. Who gonna hang out with you with a red wig on? I mean, for real. You got a red wig and 4 children.
Exactly.
A red wig
exactly.
And 4 children. What? Who hanging out with you, man, for real? You taking the mortgage payment and buying the wig. What are you doing? Really, what are you doing? Are you doing something? Because listen, what happened, man. I ain't in it no more. I'm really not in it. I was never in it. I'm still not in it. Okay, you can't pay me to get involved in none of this.
You're probably the first person I heard was like, you know, talking about, like, look, living in a private world. You know what I'm saying? Like, my world is private. My life is private. Like, you really got to take it there, because if you following the non-private, if you following the crowd, and you just following the crowd, you don't know where they taking you.
Well, you know where they taking you. Where they going? They taking you where they going. They ain't telling you the directions. They ain't telling you nothing. You just get there and find yourself all effed up, okay? So me, from day one, from I personally been living my life, I decided to build my own private world, not my private mental case, my private none of that BS, my private world, which include everything that I like on the planet, beaches, hotels, nice stuff. I like nice stuff more than the next guy. The next guy can't afford my nice stuff. I told people that from the beginning. See, it's a whole perspective to this thing. You see it? It's like the lady told me today, she said, so you got all these children, so what you plan to do? I'm like, why everybody asking me the same question? And then I figured out people know that you have to have math in your brain when you got all these children. You with me, JP? You got to have math, straight mathematics.
Absolutely.
No subtraction, no division.
See, but if this was just a few decades ago, if this was just a few, maybe, I'll say 44 decades ago, she wouldn't even ask that question, because for a minute, especially if you was down south, you look silly if you ain't have at least five or six children.
You look like you, where are you going? You got a side chick, you got all that stuff where people make it prevalent right now. See, my thing was, I made 11 children with one woman. God bless her. I kid you not. I bless her whatever she want to do in life. That's her thing. I hope she enjoy herself. Me and the children, we're going to build up our life because that's what we're here doing. I made all my babies on purpose, bro, on purpose. I had never had no side chick, so the women that I meet today, they'll tell you. I don't even know how to talk to them except for, can we do this business? You know what I'm saying? Because business is business.
Unless the woman really wants it, some women want children. Some women be like, yeah, I want a lot of children. So, I mean, unless it's that vibe, it's like everybody else running for the hills. Like, I don't want no kids.
Yo, that's true, bro. The women walk past me with dogs and shit, and they bend down and pick up doo-doo. So I couldn't help myself this morning. I said to my children, because I walk with five of them to school one way, and I said, I am so glad I kissed her when I'm on the head in front of the lady. I said, I will wipe every one of y'all butts. I said a different word. I will be glad to wipe every one of you butts every day of your life than wipe a dog's butt. And my children laugh, and the woman frown like tomorrow morning. And I'm like, yeah, because that's the dynamics of the thought process. You women who can bring back the race to a superior type of behavior, you out picking up dog poo-poo. What kind of thing is that you doing? I'm like, hey. And you just so busy picking up poo-poo, like you see the children, but you don't see them. And you know you're the only one that can bring them. So you cannot open your mouth talking about some other race of women are coming for black men and taking black men out of the gutter, giving them a bath, cooking his dinner, not taking him down the street to go get a meal. No. Cooking his dinner, cook something to eat, make the man feel good, because we've probably been attacked just like the women have, okay? Now, be that as it may, being a man, you got to be like, look, I'm going to take all my scrapes, my bumps, my time in jail, my whatever I've had to take. I'm building my empire anyway. You're building an empire, man. I always remember that, brothers and sisters. The man building an empire. I ain't building nothing for a building. I done had so many buildings and businesses and all that crap. I'm building an empire. I practiced everything while I was preaching. I practiced on people. I did albums with people. I did albums in empty buildings, JP, whole albums with a generator because the music was coming out. So I don't want people to act like my name is everybody else. My name is not everybody else. My name is glad to meet you. And when I meet you, I'm meeting you, the person. And I'm treating you, the person, the way you want to be treated. And I'm not going to let you treat me any kind of way because I ain't sick. I ain't sick, so I don't need no doctor. You can't treat me, okay? You can say hi, and we can keep it moving. Because for real, I'm not after what people are after, okay? I'm really not after that. None of that. Because y'all been hoodwinked. Y'all been hoodwinked. I ain't been hoodwinked. I got out of $700,000 worth of debt. When I got out of debt, JP, I feel 100% better because now I don't have to pay that $1,500 car note every month. Every month. I have to pay $1,500 for this brand new freaking vehicle, man. The vehicle was 100 plus grand or whatever. $1,500 a month. I missed 3 payments, and I looked out my back gate, and there was a tow truck out there, and the white dude came on and said, yo, open up the gate so I can get this vehicle. I said, get what vehicle? This? I said, oh, nah, man. I already put $100,000 into this. You ain't getting this for 3 payments? He said, yeah, man, because that's what my job is, to come and get people stuff. I said, well, look, man, I live in this private house with a private gate. You see the private gate? You can't get in unless you want to get electrocuted. Period. I don't care how you treat it. And I'm not opening the gate. Okay? He said, well, why don't you just pay for it? You live in this nice house. I said, I am. As soon as the herb reach. As soon as the herb reach, I'm going to pay for this shit. He said, right. Well, you got it like that, you all right. I said, well, look, as soon as the herb reach, I'm paying for it. He said, but if I see it, I'm going to get it. I said, not before the herb reach. Because, see, people don't understand this thing, man. See, what they did with the illegal business, they turned it legit, and they act like people don't know how to get down on the get down. Some of us really know how to get down on the get down, bro, but we ain't trying to do that with none of you strange-ass people. Because y'all don't understand it. It's all for one and one for all. In that manner, there's no failure. I explained that to my big son today, one of them anyway. He was like, Dad, so what's the program? I said, look at it this way. If you, one person, can go out and make $20 million, if you can do it by yourself for the group, now you're doing it for yourself because that's how you, every mechanism is individual. So you use your individual mechanism to go make $20 million. You take $20 million and you bring back 5 to the table. Everybody at the table going to eat. For sure they gonna eat, correct?
Absolutely, but how you going? You better have somebody watching your back.
Nope.
You better have somebody watching your back while you're making that $20 million.
See,
thank you.
You gotta remember this, right? Remember this, JP. People walk around DC every day looking like bombs worth $100 million. Never forget that. Never ever forget that. You don't even know. They got a pair of rusty-ass Converse, a pair of raggedy jeans, and a T-shirt. Only worth $100 million. Who you know got making money? You don't know what people do to make money. They don't do what you do to make money, obviously, because they did what you did, then you can see what their hand is. People that's making bread,
right.
You can't see their hand. You can't see their hand. You don't know their game plan. So people can stop this mysticism crap like, yeah, I'm telling you, this cat's out here making that bread. They just can't put their bread into the system. So they put it into a little different various things. They're not putting it into real estate. They're not putting it into stuff that they can't get it out immediately. Because you got to be able to get your bread immediately because that's how America is. If you don't spend it properly, they going to get all of it. All of it. They're going to get every bit of it. What? Ask any guy who had bread, who really had some bread, $100 million or more.
That's why they don't teach about taxes in school because it's illegal. Because they robbing niggas.
Well, no,
pick them
they
up.
Robbing you. They just want their cut. They just want your cut. They want their cut. So now, being that we come from that type of
dynamic.
Look at it this way. In the community that we've been growing up, I've been growing up in the lower class communities I've been in, right? What people are doing is they put the drugs in our neighborhoods, okay? Okay, that's what they do. Okay, and then
they're in the white neighborhoods now.
Hold on, man. But they already destroyed us for 5-6 decades, bro.
Yeah.
Do you understand? We effed up on a whole different level.
Oh, I know.
See,
that.
We ain't thinking about collateral damage. Ain't nobody left, JP. Listen, when I'm out here on the road, I see the men all congregate together doing their little whatever they doing. Not 20 of them is not coming together and say, let's get that building across the street. That means nobody amongst them is saying, let's get that building across the street. I'm not stepping my ass in the middle of that. Me personally, I'm not doing that. Now, what I have done is reached out to the OGs, the old cats that's before me, and say, yo, let's do a thing. And they say, yeah, I'm going to put the word out. So they put the word out. So I get to pass in the hood to talk to whoever out on the road while they doing their work. Be like, yo, hey, how about this, man? How about we try this? And they were like, yo, priest, well, you know, and they, you know. But they know they need a job. So create one. Stop playing with the thing. Create the job. You out there standing on the road, you making how much an hour? Write that shit down on your taxes. You make $100 an hour, write it down on your taxes. That's what you do. You make $100,000 a year doing what you do, pay your taxes on that. They want their cut. I guarantee you they won't ask you where it comes from, JP. 100%. Not they will not ask you where it comes from.
Thugs just want their money. The thugs just want their money, I know.
That's right. Get them their cut. So now when you understand the dynamics of America, that's what you're doing. You're giving people their cut, bro. Just give them their cut. And that's what my elder brother told me. I didn't understand it. Because we was in D.C. and we was holding this shit down. Couldn't nobody say shit unless they asked a question. Do you understand what I'm saying, JP? You couldn't say nothing. You had to come to D.C. and check in and ask somebody a question before you start maneuvering around and, you know, free willy and all that type of bad behavior that people got, gentrification and all this beyond business. Okay. So now my older brother said, yo, man, just pay them. Anytime they come around, just pay them. And I said, pay who? He said, pay them. And then soon as you got a couple of storefronts and you got your money coming in, you be like, oh, okay. And they all got acronyms, so you ain't calling nobody a name out. But they want their cut, the this association, right. The this association, the brother and sister association that belong to this association, fraternal order of this association. And they want their money every month.
It's like that New York, that special on Netflix. I didn't realize, you know what I'm saying, like cats, who's that, like Denzel in that movie, oh, man. Well, anyway, it's the part where he was like, yo, man, you know, the guy was talking about the cops. He was like, yo, I don't give a F about the cop, man, you know what I'm saying? But his point he's just like, yo, they in it, you know what I mean? Like, the way that documentary was showing, like, they are the drug dealers. like you know what I mean? You getting permission from them, you paying them, they, you know what I mean? They were right in the middle of that crack epidemic, and then turn around, start arresting niggas, fill up the jails. But
yes,
before that, they were just letting it flow.
No, listen, bro. Let me show you something about the business, right? Everybody's in on the crime. Everybody's in on it. Okay. Now, the people that don't pay attention to the rules, there are rules to the whole thing. People that don't pay attention to the rules, they become convicts. Okay. Everybody else is a criminal.
Okay.
Okay. Everybody else is a criminal. The people that don't pay attention to the rules are convicts, period. Once you become a convict, that's your behavior pattern. You keep doing things that get you convicted. Okay?
Right.
There's nothing illegal about having a criminal mind. That's the whole point of being in America. Everybody comes here that come from other countries, they probably criminals in their country. They come here and get quiet and say,
right,
yes, sir, yes, ma'am, and get their money. You catch me? You got people
Absolutely.
That came from Ethiopia and certain other countries, not to call it that place. These people have 400 bodies apiece in their country. They came here and they own two stores and a condo. Okay? That's real shit. So if people don't understand the business, this is business. Let's treat everything. Let's do the business. Okay? So like me, I came up with a solution today. I'm treating everybody like, oh, that's a little business, man. We're doing a little business. I'm talking to you, talking to me. I just talk nicer than you. I talk smooth. I'm trying to get my business up. So I need your business to be on my business. I'm going to put your business on my business. That's called advertisement. We're going to put some bread into my business. I'm going to put some business into your business. That's business, right?
Yeah, that's business.
Okay, good.
Business,
keep it
business,
like that with everybody.
The business of, the business of black folk, especially, for real, everybody, but especially black folk, the business need to be survival, straight up.
No, uh-uh. No, we ain't doing the most
by
survival,
any
bro.
Means,
I cannot.
By any means necessary.
No, none of that. None of that, JP. I ain't getting none of that. I ain't getting none of that. Because that don't have no schematic to it. Okay? None. No. That somebody put that together, took Malcolm's word and pieced that together, and that shit did not work. I got 30 years experience that this shit don't
work.
That's
common sense. That ain't Malcolm. Malcolm just talking common sense because they hate us.
Let me say some common sense. Let me say some common sense, right? This is common sense, right? Common sense is like this. We know that child support is a problem amongst our people, correct? Correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Now, we could go on Google or go to the statistics and say how much child support is owed right now total. Right now, we could do that because we have statisticians. We got real people doing that. I'm in college. My son in college. Everybody in college. We could do this, right? Right? We can get the number. We can get the figure, right?
Yeah.
Correct? Okay, common sense to know that you can get the figure, then you go out and get 5 or 6 people, write a check, pay off all the child support. Every living person is now free to go ahead and do whatever they was doing. The children got their bread, and all the people are free, male and female that's on child support. See, stop playing with this thing like common sense is so common. Royal people have common sense. Common people don't have no common sense. They trying to make that shit up as they go. Royal people have common sense. They tell you how to maneuver the people and get this bread operating because cash is just a flow mechanism, bro. It ain't about no money. It ain't about no survival. The people who got millions of dollars right now, let me tell you a thing, right on my block, right? Gentrification took over. You know that, right, JP?
Yeah.
Okay. Gentrification took over. Everybody moved out. Good. Last black guy standing. Now, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 houses is up for sale in my block right now while I'm talking. They stay on the market for less than 2 days, bro. Less than 2 days.
So who bought them up?
The same people that sold them. They sold it to their friend. They ain't letting that property back out of their hand. That's the whole business. See, you get a property, so just keep it in your hands and then give it to your people and keep giving it to your people and keep giving it to your people. And you can see everybody doing it, but ain't nobody making those moves. Nobody's making those moves.
That's amongst us. That's how you're supposed to do stuff, but you got people selling land to the Catholic Church on purpose. Jesuits and whatnot.
Hey,
so I hear what you're saying, but I know for a
fact.
Who got the money? It ain't about who got the Catholic Church
got
the money.
Yes, it is.
Everything you're saying is right, but these people are working for somebody else. So even when you're hooking up, black people will hook up with something, then you can't even trust your brother, man. You're absolutely right. Because how many people sold auntie and uncle's house and grandma's house? Like, you dumb, you stupid ass.
How many people did that?
Why did you do it?
Don't take it.
No,
don't
I take the personal. That shit happened in my family the past couple years.
Listen, let me show you something. It's true what you're saying. I have no doubt about it. Okay? When I was 9 years old, my great-grandfather passed away. You hear me? Now, we own at least 2 blocks worth of stuff. Grocery stores, ice cream shop. We were Black Wall Street. I kid you not.
Right.
When that old man passed away, it went to zero and less than, by the time I was 11, it was gone. It was gone.
Scavenger hunt.
So now I was angry all my life growing up. I was like, damn, so there's nobody save me, the ice cream shop? And I knew for sure that's why I'm into business the way I'm in it now, because my great-grandfather used to take me with him to go and see people every day. And I see people every day. And I went, hey, Miss Johnson, how you doing? You want ice cream, baby? Yes, I do. Yeah, you want something to eat? Yes, ma. And at the same time, he's sticking an envelope in his pocket. He's going to mind his business. Minding his business. That's what minding your business is. You're digging it out. You're digging out your business. You ain't just walking around getting an envelope in your pocket, man. See, we work. I learned how to work and build my stuff up. And see, that's been my problem. I've been working around people that don't want to work. So when I get an opportunity, I bring people on and say, come on, let's go to work. They be thinking in their little minds that it's something else. When they could just ask a question like, what are you talking about? I'm building an empire. What are you doing today? I'm like Pinky in the Brain. I get up every day to do the same thing, build an empire. I kid you not. An empire is just like, go back and Google Cornelius Vanderbilt. It's some simple stuff. I'm giving people the message because this is my platform to talk to them. And like, yo, this is how things go, man. Let's stop playing with it. And no, you don't have to agree with me because I ain't got to agree with you either. Keep it moving. That's how we're doing it. I don't see it no other way. I'm done. That's my rant.
It's like I learned that a lot of black folks moved up here. They sold their land in the South to some bleep bleep guy. Sold their land to him, and he gave them some kind of bullshit ass apartment up north so they could get a job. Meanwhile, you just sold 3 million acres of black land down south. Like, people, we effed up, man. That's why I'm saying it's survival, because we effed up as a people. That's what I'm saying.
Well, look what happened. Just because we are effed up, that's the reason why we're getting out of survival. We're getting out of that because we effed up, okay? And just like what happened to me personally in my personal life, right? A little bird said to me one day while I was going through the worst part of this whole thing, this scenario where I'm in, it was like, back the fuck up. I heard a little bird, and it said again, back the fuck up. And I was like, back up. And I was thinking about back. And I thought about it. No, don't get into contention with anybody. Back all the way up. Back all the way up. Back up. So now me, that's what I did when I came in the Rastafari. I backed all the way up. I didn't get involved in people's stuff, JP. I didn't. Me and the Bob are friends, but me and him ain't no friends like that. You understand?
And you would expect people with that liberty, with the liberty to be acting and learning and living a certain way. But even when you get around some, you know, so-called righteous black people, they still stab you in the back. There's still a spot. There's still a sellout. It's like, you know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't, that's just me talking, though. You can't trust nobody.
But JP, how about this? I'm not gonna say it like that because I'm around people that got millions of dollars and all this bullshit, and they say the same thing you just said. Okay, now the problem with them is what I'm gonna say to you, because I know that you work hard and whatnot, but you ain't throwing away $2 million. Okay, you ain't throwing that shit away trying to figure shit out, right? I hope not. Correct, JP.
Heck no, if I got $2 million, I'm going to think real carefully
okay,
how
good.
To spend it.
Now, all right, now, let me talk about the cat that got $2 million. See, the reason why I know these cats is because I do what I do. So now, cat got, he don't trust nobody, okay? So he the last black guy standing in his business, on his business block, last black guy standing, which means that his property is worth maybe $7-8 million, okay, reality. So now, he ain't got not one black person around him with that type of bread. Not one. He didn't build anybody up. He didn't trust nobody. He didn't build nobody up to be like, hey, Mike, take this off my hand, man. I need a quick 7-8 mil. Here, man, go check. Boom, done. He didn't build nobody up. Because you knew already when you came out here to get this money and get this stuff, wasn't nobody out here helping you. You know when you go to the bathroom, ain't nobody helping you. God forsake, if you get invalid and have to go to a nursing home, you know ain't nobody helping you, JP. How much this shit
yeah,
we gotta pretend we don't understand?
All these bullshit churches are supposed to be doing stuff like that.
Because
that's what
see,
a nigga, that's what the black people are. That's what the black people are anyway, regardless of what people want to say. I mean, I know a lot of them in the mosque now, but for the most part, that's what black churches are supposed to be doing. Because that's where the black people are. Even Black Wall Street, their main attraction was the church. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what they're supposed to be doing. But when you got people scheming, then you can't, you know what I mean? It's like you being nice, the person behind you got a knife ready to stab you, so you can't even trust them, you know what I'm saying? That's what I think.
How about this, JP? Just what I learned with my little simple life, right? My simple life is when I go to the bathroom and take a shit, I go by myself. I trust myself to get there and operate and get that done, wipe up, clean up, and come out. I trust myself like that. I don't have to trust another human being to breathe or do nothing, bro. It ain't about trust. It's about building up the content of whatever you're doing. I'm telling you, man, people have misused our people so much that a cat will use you for 9 months, get you to do every freaking thing on the planet, not pay you one penny, not one penny, and say, can you do some more? The minute you can't do no more, he cussing you out like you won't go and slap him in his face. See, that's the other side of this thing, JP. The people that's surviving and survival, we've learned to survive. Like, we didn't know survival shit, man. I told the lady today, her sister was doing hair. They are up on Georgia Avenue. They doing hair, locks, and all this stuff, right? Her IG is Deisha Williams. Deisha Williams. There you go, sis. I'm shouting you out. Yeah, they were doing out. They out there passing out their flyers for their hair braiding and stuff. So she saw me with like five of my children. She said, "You want their hair done?" Of course I do. Now I know already when I go get my hair done, I'm spending $700-$800 for all the heads I got, bro. This is not a broke people shit. I just happened to get broke because of the situation I got myself involved in. You catch me?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I got myself in it. So now I'm not getting myself out of it. It's not like I don't trust women now. I trust everybody around me because I ain't got to do nothing less but that. See, I trust when I'm talking to you, you can hear me. I trust that. I trust if I say, "Yo, we're going to the bank at 3 o'clock. You going with me if that's what I'm telling you for." I trust that you're going because if you don't go, I'm still going at 3 o'clock, whether you go or not. See, it's one of those type of lights, bro. I'm not here to convince nobody to come out of your red wig or come out and stop wearing this or stop doing this. I don't care about what you're doing for real, because you're doing it. See, when you see me, you see what I'm doing. See, if you talk to me, you'll know what I'm doing by me talking to you. If you don't talk to me, we're not engaged. I don't know. I didn't even know, like, the 10 women I met this week, 9 of them is lesbians. I ain't even know that, bro. You understand that?
Yeah, I don't believe none of that lesbian shit, but that's just me again.
I do. I do. You know why I believe it? You know why I believe it? Because it ain't about the sex, man. It ain't about the sex. It ain't nothing about no sex. I'm firmly in a believer that that lesbian shit that they got going on ain't about no sex, man. It's about getting that paper, man, and making each other feel good. And you look good, girl. Go get this money, girl. Go get this money, girl. Hey, you looking good. Here go $500. Get your nails done so you can get another girl to look at you. Because they know the guys ain't got no money, man. They know these guys ain't got no money. Everybody know the guys. Whether you black, Spanish, whatever, you ain't got no bread. You working for somebody. Any money you get, they taking it at child support, and any money you get after that is from you hustling. And if you get caught hustling, you're losing your job. See, it's a fucking game that some people had to really back the fuck up, JP. Really, they had to back up. It ain't funny no more, man. And you can't point the finger at everybody like, "Yo, it's his fault, her fault." It ain't nobody's fault like that. It's like, look, this how it go. Make we all come to a complete stop and evaluate what we're doing. If you want to continue the next day doing that which you're doing, please continue. Those people that want to come to a complete stop, please just come to a complete stop. Evaluate what you're doing. When you get up in the morning, give thanks for whatever you're doing and make that shit happen. Because I've been out here, bro, and I done took all aspects of this shit. Now, I'm not doing the survival. It's the point of the whole conversation. I'm in the part where I need $3.5 million to get this house down the road. So it ain't about no survival. I ain't surviving. Ain't no survival. I'm going to get this $3.5 million and go turn the key in this dough. Survival ain't going to make me do it. If I'm around a bunch of survivalists, they're going to be like, "Man, well, you can stay where you at. You know, you can live in your raggedy house, man. No, it's $800. It's raggedy. No, I don't want to stay here. This is my raggedy office. I want to go to my $3.5 million house where nobody know where I live at. Then you can come back to my office, which will be brand new by the time you come because, you know, gentrification brings that money, bro. You with me? Let's stop playing that survival shit, man. Let's go for the gold, man. You been to Las Vegas yet, JP?
I don't know.
I'm asking.
Once you get that three points. Oh, yeah, I've been there. I've been to Las Vegas, yeah.
Okay, what you do when you go there? Do you sit down and have a Pepsi and just sit back and watch it? What you do? Did you get in it? Did you get some action?
No, well, I was there on some music-ish, and I already had my girl with me, and I ain't no gambler, so I was like, it actually turned me off when I got off the airplane and saw slot machines. I said, damn, y'all don't, you know what I mean, like Sunday morning, you know what I'm saying? Okay, back in the day, Sunday morning for a lot of people was, well, for the whole country, really, like stores was closed, you know what I mean? These niggas, Las Vegas don't close them slots in no time. People are gambling 24/7 everywhere. Pimps and hoes everywhere. Pimps and hoes everywhere. I said, damn,
Straight
I ain't know it was for real like that. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's real
yeah,
out there.
That's what I'm trying to express to you. I'm trying to express to you, bro. So you got to understand the demographics of what people are dealing with. It's like undercover here in D.C. It's the same thing. You just don't see it like that, bro. Because they got our people on pimping whole time. I kid you not. But now the pimping hoe is the women pimping each other is what I'm telling you, man. I kid you not. The women are pimping each other. They make each other get the this, that, and all that. No, but I'm saying 90% of that. 90% of that, and it's under the guise of lesbianism. I kid you not, bro.
Man, these fake-ass lesbians, man. I've been hit on by so many lesbians. And what gets me, that's just my part. I've been hit on by a rack of lesbians to this day. And what gets me is I see somebody, we lesbians, nigga. Why does she have two children? And you know what I mean? The baby's only a year old. What are you talking about? What are you talking about, you a lesbian? You're a freak and you survive and you get money from somebody else. Stop playing. That's what I'm talking about. Like they surviving too. Somebody said, that's a nice train to jump on right now. Let me jump on that while I'm getting some D over here. Let me act like I like this vajayjay. Oh, thanks. The chick beats me up and puts me out.
Right. Okay. So I want the people that's coming away from that. Everybody that's coming out of that, they're welcome to come and we can do what we got to do. That's what I'm saying. Because, like I said, my father was a polygamist, and now I'm not really going to be into that one thing, because I ain't in no one thing. I got zero. So since I got a zero, I'm looking for one. I get one. I have to work that one out. If that one don't want to do nothing but send text, that's what you do. That's all you do is send text. If the next two, if two don't do nothing but type up the business, that's what you do. Three, if the only thing you can do is wash my children's hair, guess what? That's three. I don't care none of that shit. But see, you got to have your own bread when you're hanging around with me. I ain't playing with you. Because it's about the money. And at the end of the day, if you're going to do all of what you want to do, you might as well be safe while you're doing it. That's all I'm saying.
Right.
Because one thing for sure, and two things for certain, the woman that had my 11 children, she was definitely safe all of her life till she left out this place. You catch me?
Right.
Definitely safe.
Right.
Ain't nobody on the planet ever approached her with any type of sideways, nothing. But, hey, some people got to express themselves differently. So please go do you and, hey, enjoy yourself. Because I'm raising my children to manage the empire that I'm building. Okay? And everybody else can kick rocks and all that. But anyway, JP, that was my rant for the day. I ain't really going to get on people's nerves, but that's some of my... I've been observing it, man. Just like, I can't breathe, man. I can't breathe. Because I'm looking for the brethren to come up and be like, this is what we're going to do. I'm looking for the sisters to come up and this is what we're going to do. Ain't nobody trying to do nothing proper. Everybody say, we trying to survive. I'm like, I don't even want to hear that no more, man. Because when you survive, you'll get just what you...
They trying to take care of Bill.
Bill.
As far as that child support thing and anything else, really, I'm not sure where I read it, heard it, whatever, but apparently it's against the contract. Like NBA players, sports as entertainers, whatever, cannot help the black community. They're not allowed to go back and brothers, let's come together. Like I'm sure a million cats have thought of that. And if you do it, you're going to have to talk to the landlord.
But listen, what happened? The guys end up losing all their bread anyway by doing it the way that the world told them to do it. They told you don't go back to the black community. Good. Now, when you broke into destitute, everybody remember your stats, but damn, you working in a safe way like the next brother. With stories. You got stories. See, we call them the experts. We got a lot of black experts out here, man. You so smart about everything that we call it a used-to-be has-been expert. Used-to-be a little bit. We done with that, man. We done with that used-to-be shit. We got enough smart people on the planet right now to make some shit really kick off right here. 2022, kick it off, man, because some of us ain't never think we was going to make it to 2021. You know what I'm saying? For real, for real. But to the sisters, we love you all. You know, I ain't going to do nothing to you, but, you know, get this business rocking. So one lady said, you got that pimp talk. I said, no, I got that I ain't got no bill talk. You ever heard of that shit? Uh-uh. See, I don't owe nobody for my house. I ain't trying to go back into debt. Because try to pay out $700,000 and then you find out you paid off every debt you owe, but you can't buy pull-ups. You ain't going to like that shit. Because people will cut your ass off if they find out you're getting out of the economic system. For real.
Right.
Their economic system and you generating capital? Come on, man. People accidentally die, accidentally go to jail just because you stop messing with people's money flow.
Yeah.
So you got to ease yourself out of this, man. You know, because we live in a world where, you know, it's always somebody in charge of your money all the time. So you got to give thanks for when you get it and you get away safe and take care of your children. You know, I saw this young boy today, man. He was at, the store, and he had a little car for his daughter. I said, that's a nice car, man. You know, one little box, in a box. And he was like, yeah, man, I haven't seen my daughter in a while, man. And I ain't had no money, so I couldn't see my daughter. And I said, but I got her some books, man, and I got her this little car. I said, well, whatever you do, bro, when you take that over there, you spend at least 1 hour with your daughter, man. At least 1 hour. Okay. And he smiled. And I'm saying, yeah, man, because guess what? People told me that shit there with the first four children I had. Okay? They told me that. And I was like, hold on. So while you living in Hawaii and you living a good life and your swimming pool is 5 feet from your house, right, you telling me when I ain't got no bread, I ain't no more good, so you taking my children? Okay, cool. And I see the result of them children right there. Cool. Okay? So the next woman did the same thing. Next woman did the same thing. You ain't never had to work. You had money till you ain't need no more money. Now, oh, I ain't had no money? That was a test, dummy, to see what you was going to do, dummy. Oh, you wanted somebody else? Go on about your business then. Go on about your business. Because your business is your business.
Right.
So the women out here doing stuff, too. Don't think they ain't out here doing and slipping and sliding, too. I'm just saying, I don't want to be in that with you, personally.
Right.
Because I'm in it for the babies. So I'm in it to make babies and take care of mine. So if you're there to do what we're doing, we're doing what we're doing. We're doing that. Okay? The business is just how we take care of all that stuff. So the business ain't supposed to make you all stressed out and you can't talk and you can't do what you're supposed to do. Hey, look what happened, man. I got somebody on the phone. I'm going to go ahead and tune them in right quick because, you know, I'll be running my mouth right here. Peace, family. You're on the air.
Hi,
Listening Room DC.
Hi, good night. This is Disha. Disha from Disha Lakonvis. I'm on.
Yes, ma'am. Bless up. I was just talking your business up. I was telling people you're doing hair and all that type of stuff. And I was telling them, and then they just called on the phone. That made my man in Philly happy. He said he can call somebody and get his hair done immediately. He can get his hair done immediately. Oh, we in that. So, hey, so tell us about your business and what you got going on, please.
Okay. I'm from the Caribbean. I'm from St. Kitts. I just come here to spread my talent from different Caribbean to the States and here, there, and everywhere to show my talent and branch off now and again. Show them how locks can be styled in different ways. Length. Yes.
All right. Well, that's what she does. She says she can make you look better than how I look. That's going to be great. We're going to work on that. So you can tell us your IG, sis, so we can get at your IG or something so they can get at you, so the people can get at you.
Okay. I will be at Georgia Avenue, 3505. I don't know the street, but 1629 Columbia Road, Washington, D.C., at home. And the number you can call is 240-510-1837. Yeah.
All right. Well, I think everybody got that right there. And we know that you're going to come and give them the best work. All right.
Yes, I'm doing my best.
All right. So what we're going to do now is I'm going to go back to the music because my man got some funk for sale. So we're going to try to get the people in on the music. Thank you for tuning in and stick around. We'll talk to you some more during the show.
Thank you.
Anytime, darling. Anytime.
Okay. Thank you. Have a blessed night.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Yeah, we're back here in the listening room, D.C. I'm your host, Priest Alica. I had to put that music on, calm myself back down, because there's a lot of stuff going on the planet that I just don't agree with. And JP don't help me none, because he just get me all riled up and get me all up in it, and I got to just speak my brain. Why you do that, JP? Why you get me all in the middle of that?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, because you got me in the middle of something. I'll wait for you to get ready. Go ahead. You got me.
Well, I got you in the middle of
like,
say what?
Yeah, see, because you say, talk to them, tell them something. I'm like, okay, I'll tell them something. I don't know if they're going to like it or not. Yeah, man, you be acting like I'm a nice guy, but you got to remember, it's a war going on, and people being taken out left and right, COVID and all this bad health and all this is taking people out every day. So I'm telling people, enjoy your life. Enjoy your life every day. Every day, enjoy your life. Cut this other shit out. If you're trying to go and climb Mount Everest, okay, go climb Mount Everest. Sell everything you got. Go climb that shit one time. If you don't die, come back down the mountain. Get your shit on. Get your grind back on. Get your shit back. Plain and simple, man.
Right.
Let's stop acting like we are being held down by some invisible force that's stopping us from creating a better world. And we can create a better world anytime we feel like it. If you just stop that BS that you're doing and back all the way up, then you can see it. You get a better perception when you back up. It's actually what I learned from this whole experience. I backed up from it. I'm like, oh, okay. People just want everything. You want everything? Look, this is how you get everything. Back up and you'll see it. Then grab what you want. Then make sure that you can maintain, not sustain, maintain what you got. So when you maintain it, you ain't got to go around stealing. You ain't got to go around stealing people's stuff. You ain't got to go around whoring. You got to go around doing none of this other stuff that they got our people doing for fiat.
Right.
They're doing it for paper, man. For a piece of paper, we taking each other's life for a piece of paper and principle. What principle you got? Really? You work at the job down the street. I see you every day. What principle you got? Oh, you at work every day. Okay, I understand your principle. We need a little bit more bigger principle than that, though. You know what I'm saying, JP?
Mm-hmm. See, they don't explain. They don't explain that employment is a new word for slavery.
Oh well, guess what? You find out when you get there, because everybody know you better not miss it, and you better ask to take a day off, and you better ask for a vacation, and you better ask. And that's the position that they have nominated our people to be in forever and ever, perpetual slavery. And maybe people don't understand that's what all the wigs are about, that's what all the beauty is about, that's what all that's about, is to keep you spending thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars looking like you got it going on. And what do you really have going on? You got the bag? Because we've been having the bag long before you were born, before you was even a thought we was having the bag. And the bag didn't look nothing like what you got. I asked the lady today, I said, yeah, you get a $50,000 handbag. You get a $50,000 handbag. Where you going to go to show this off at? She said, well, I ain't going to buy it, but I'll take it. I said, well, okay, you get it. Where you going to wear it at? To work? No. She'd be like, no. I said, where you going to wear it at? So they must have some secret places where I don't know nothing about. Well, you can go and wear your $50,000 handbag, okay, along with your $1 million this, that, and the other. You can show people you got it. Now, in the old days, why were you showing people you got it? Why were you doing that? What was the purpose of you showing everybody you got it? Because back in the day, they used to say fake it till you. No, they used to say fake it till you make it, right? Mm-hmm. Fake it till you make it. People forgot. They forgot they grew up, younger people that are getting all this money, they forgot that their people was taught to fake it till you make it. So now you got this money. What are you doing? What are you now doing? You faking it till you make it. Because you got the bread. You got the phantom. I know the youngins, they got phantoms, man. They got this shit. Now, you got two seats in the car. You got two seats in the car. Cool. Now, who riding in the car with you? You got three babies.
Nobody.
Nah, man, we serious. Nobody. You ain't let nobody be like, look, man, we're going to go get a regular car. We riding in that. But ain't none of y'all going to ride in this Phantom, or you ain't riding in this Ferrari. Y'all a selfish bunch of pricks. You know what I'm saying? Y'all bought into the European system to go be selfish because, now, here go the trick. They can't breed the way we breed. You can't make babies the way we make babies, man.
Mm-hmm.
You want, you like, you know what I mean? I watch them people go past each other every day. The men walk down the street hugging each other and walk right past their own women. Anybody who can do that, something wrong with the whole clan of you. Something wrong with you. Okay? Ain't nothing right with that shit, bro. Nothing. But that's me speaking, and I'm just telling people I got the unk today, and I'm going to go ahead and tell people, look, I'm not bothering you, whatever you do, because you're doing it anyway without my permission, so please continue on. Yes.
Right.
Yes, for the sake of reality, you go ahead and do that wherever you're doing it at. And if we, by chance, happen to be, I'll treat you like a human being. Okay? How about that? And you won't treat me at all because I'm not sick. Okay. How about that?
The whole problem is we breathe faster than everybody. That's the whole problem.
Who breathe faster than anybody?
Black people. Especially,
well, I mean, okay, cool.
Especially,
that's cool.
Well, I ain't gonna say especially nothing. Black people in general just breathe. especially.
Well, look at it this way. What you supposed to do when you got that fine? You got that fine-looking woman over there, and y'all get along
for 5 minutes
and 7 seconds. You go hit that, okay? And
well,
you're trying to breed
that's
it.
That's the same problem.
If you meet, you're trying
that's the same problem Pharaoh had. He just didn't have no abortion clinic. He just had the crocodile. You know?
Well,
so ain't nothing changed.
Same
shit, different.
If
same
it don't
shit,
fit, don't move it, right? Okay, well,
I mean, They like too many of y'all, man, period. So we're going to lock y'all up, yeah. We're going to make some nice songs. I Can't Breathe, yeah. You're going to make plenty of those songs. But there's too many.
Okay.
I mean, that's what I see. That's what I learned from Dr. Isis' papers. That's what I learned from Dr. Isis' papers.
Okay. Well, they're selling you your own demise, and you're buying your own demise. That's all it is. You know what I'm saying? So when you buy your own demise, that's what you buy. So go right on it, buy the book, read the book, learn something about it. Maybe you can catch up. And
what do you mean buying?
What
you mean buying your own demise? She's telling you the truth. She ain't talking the truth.
No, man, no. You went. You gotta listen, bro. Remember, Dr. Wilson lived down the street from me.
I know that she caught a house.
Yeah. No, you missed what I said. We said two different things. Let me say it again. She lived down the street from me.
Yeah, she lived across from some Jewish school, and she was complaining about the noise, and she's suffering, and they ain't changed nothing for her, and she passed away. Like are you different from anybody in that book she's talking about?
Well, what I'm saying is, when I say she lived down the street, is my children were her children. You understand?
You say your children are her children?
Yeah. That's why I said it the way I said it. See, and she also taught her how it was down the street.
I'm
making it like this, JP. Listen, in the business where we at of making our people come back to life and restoring our people, we better act like somebody knew us. Okay? Not you knew somebody. You understand? You cracking up too. I hear the cracking up going on again. But it's Well, listen what happened. The guy who made the first automobile, nobody know his name, right?
I don't know.
Okay, good. See, I'm just showing you the facts.
Probably a black guy, Henry Ford, probably stole his invention. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I'm going to say, well, you know the facts already. See, the facts are already there. But now the details, see? They tell you the key is in the details. See, we got to understand the details of what happened when you buy into your own demise, bro. Okay? Because when I came into my own private world, I had to fix it myself so I could live inside of it and invite people into my world, which included whatever they brought with them. Whatever they brought with them is what I worked with. When they ready to go, they left with whatever they came with, whatever they took by, have a nice life. But my private world was still maintained and sustained.
All these cameras and technology, it's hard to be private anymore.
Well, I look at it this way. Do they have a film video of Dr. Wilson talking to my children?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, they probably do if they got an acronym to their name.
No.
You understand?
Yeah, yeah, I don't know.
I'm just saying, see, so now I'm taking it like I'm going back to where I'm going out of the survival mode. I'm going back to the private world where you know people and people know you, okay? And you do what you're supposed to do to get, you know, get your mind right. That's how you get your mind right. Because be hanging around people that really want to keep you in some dilemmas and problems, that ain't what nobody want to be in right now. Everybody want to be in upward mobility. You
understand? As much as possible.
Okay, good. So upward mobility means you stop doing other things that you're not supposed to do while people are building stuff. And if you're not going to build, step off and keep moving because the building has to continue. Okay? And the next generation is going to take the building up, and the next generation is going to take the building up. But we won't be in survival mode anymore because our children are smarter than us. They're smart. You tell a bunch of grown people that. Yeah, they're smarter than us, guys. You understand? But anyway, I'm going to leave that for a minute. I'm going to get a message to the messenger because I hear the static coming back in. So let me do that right quick. I'll be back at you in the living room, DC.
Hey, yeah, we're the same brothers from a long time ago. We was talking about television and doing it on the radio. What we did was to help our generation realize they got to get out there and get busy because it wasn't going to be televised. We got respect for young rappers and the way they freeway in. But if you're going to be teaching folks things, be sure you know what you're saying. Older folks in our neighborhood got plenty of know-how. Remember, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be out there now. And I ain't coming at you with no disrespect. All I'm saying is that you damn well got to be correct. Because if you're going to be speaking for a whole generation, and you know enough to try and handle their education, be sure you know the real deal about past situations and ain't just repeating what you heard on a local TV station. Sometimes they tell lies and put them in a truthful disguise. But the truth is, that's why we said it wouldn't be televised. They don't know what to say to our young folks, but they know that you do. And if they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? The first sign is peace. Tell all them gun-toting young brothers that the man is glad to see us out there killing one another. We raised too much hell when they were shooting us down, so they started poisoning our minds and trying to jerk us all around. And then they tell us they got to come in and control our situation. They want half of us on dope and the other half in incarceration. If the ones they want dead ain't killed by what they instigated, they can put some dope on the brother's body and claim it was drug-related. Tell them drug-related means there don't need to be no investigation, or at least that's the way they're gonna play it on the local TV station. All your 9mm brothers, give them something to think about. Tell them you heard that this is the new word. They got to work that stuff out. But somehow they feel in the wrong way with a gun in their hands. They feel real independent, but they just pull in contracts with a man. 5 and 5 will tell you it's hopeless out there on the avenue, but if they really knew the truth, why would they tell you? And if they look at you like you're insane and they start calling you scarecrow and say you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have finally co-opted your game, or worse yet, implying that you don't really know, that's the same thing they said about us a long time ago. Young rappers, one more suggestion before I get out of your way. But I appreciate the respect you give me and what you got to say. I'm saying protect your community and spread that respect around. Tell brothers and sisters they got to calm that bullshit down. Because we're terrorizing our old folks and we brought fear into our homes. And they ain't got to hang out with the senior citizens. Just tell them, damn it, leave the old folks alone. And we know who ripping off the neighborhood. Tell them that BS has got to stop. Tell them you're sorry they can't handle it out there, but they got to take the crime off the block. And if they look at you like they think you're insane, they'll start calling you scarecrow thinking you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that white folks have suddenly co-opted your game, or worse yet, saying that you really don't know. That's the same thing they said about me a long time ago. And if they tell folks that you finally lost your nerve, that's the same thing they said about us when we said Johannesburg. But I think you young folks need to know that things don't go both ways. You can't talk respect on every other song or just every other day. What I'm speaking on now is the raps about the women folks. On one song, she's your African queen, and on the next one, she's a joke to do. And you ain't said no words that I haven't heard, but that ain't no compliment. It only insults 8 people out of 10 and questions your intelligence. 4-letter words or 4-syllable words won't make you a poet. It will only magnify how shallow you are and let everybody know it. And if they look at you like they think you're insane, or they call you scarecrow thinking you ain't got no brain, or start telling folks that you suddenly gone lame, or that the white folks have finally co-opted your game, or you really don't know, they said that about me a long time ago. If they finally start telling people that you lost your nerve, that's what they said about Johannesburg. You ain't insane. You have got a brain. You haven't gone lame. You have got your game. Remember, keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. Keep the nerve. We're talking about peace.
That's what it is. This is the Listening Room DC. I'm your host, Priest Alica. Thank you for joining me tonight. As always, please tune in tomorrow night to the original Dirty Basement with DJ Sincere. That's from 5 to 7 here on Dirty Basement Radio. I'm going to try to see if this is his number right here and see if we can get him on the air. Peace.
Yes, sir. Peace. How are you?
Man, I'm feeling a little bit better now that I had my musical therapy.
All right, all right. Great show tonight, gentlemen. I was definitely digging some of the conversation. So, you know, I think we're starting to sound more and more alike, Priest.
Oh, no, man. I've been going to the University of Dirty Basement, man, and it's about to get, like, kind of educational up in here.
Okay. So you've been, you know what I'm saying, so you've been, you know, picking up your lessons and picking up your studies here at Dirty Basement University. So that's why you're starting to sound more and more like me. All right, well, that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Hey, I don't mind no compliment at all right now, because 43 days from now, I will have a piece of paper saying that I have a degree in humanities, which means I'm a
congratulations.
Human being for real, bro. Yes, sir. Well,
congratulations.
So, all this, thank you. All this together, working here at the university has helped me get my little act together, and it's going to be all right. It's going to be
all right. All right. Fantastic. Well, tomorrow we'll be on the airwaves at 5 o'clock, of course, from 5 to 7 p.m. or thereabouts. Have another fantastic guest that's going to be coming in. Underground legend with a whole lot of background, a whole lot of history, a whole lot of stories to tell. The great Kurt Digger will be in the building tomorrow at 6 p.m. And if you missed last week's show, definitely go back to the archives. Had another fantastic independent artist, a gentleman I've known for a number of years, by the name of J.L.C., the fantastic R&B artist, gentlemen. So you definitely want to go and check out that particular show if you missed any of it last week.
Well, that's what it is. This is where you come to get the 411 and the 511. Please tune in tomorrow night to Dirty Basement Radio and get in on the new underground music that you probably need to hear, because we got to get our life right at this here time. I'm going to thank everybody for joining us tonight, and I'm going to let you know, like my man Boosie always say, I'd rather be with you. Thank you. Have a good evening here.
never be with you until I'm through. Oh yes I do. I'd rather be with you until that day will fly away. I just love that smiling face in the sun. If I can't have you to myself, then life's no fun. Be funny, but I'm really serious this time, baby. Even though it's a cold world, baby, but you know deep down inside that I do love you. I know I sound strange, but I really mean it. We're gonna make it this time, baby. With both hands tied behind my back, baby.